meeting to order. Agenda question, attendance question, wow. Attendance question for today is your favorite class so far this semester.
Senator Barron?
I'm Senator Barron. Can we just do the
question?
Just the question.
Okay. My favorite has been like communication studies senior seminar.
Senator Wad?
My favorite class is drafting.
Senator Asgard?
My favorite class has been U.S. perimeter and budget.
Senator O'Neill?
My favorite class has been my FGS, which is called Living Well.
Senator Lamberty? Senator Vienza?
I like my Japanese class.
Senator Anderson?
Elementary art.
Senator Fasendola?
Writing poetry.
Senator Haberman?
It's got to be a tie between existentialism with Doug Huff and contemporary analytics, Josh Brown.
Senator Arshad?
U.S. government and politics.
Senator O'Connell?
This is kind of a cop-out, but I love all my classes.
Senator Mollenbach? Senator Song? Senator Senna?
Probably general chemistry. Wait, say.
Senna.
Oh.
Sorry. Senator Hannan?
Hannan. International relations.
Senator Pemberton?
Romanticism.
Senator Angeles.
Japanese.
Senator Clark.
Christian theologies.
Chair Martinez.
I don't have a favorite class, but I'll go with the one that I've been working the hardest at, which is physics. Sorry.
Chair Henderson.
Stats.
Chair John.
Personal trainer.
Chair Tabin.
Probably my research apprenticeship.
Tie between yoga with Rachel Moore, pretty great, and literary studies with Sean Cab. Also,
managerial economics.
Control him, Cam. My material is Sela.
Modern algebra.
And just first some others?
Definitely philosophy of time, Josh Brown.
Co-president Shakowski. Go with animal behavior, John Grinnell. Co-president Singh.
I also really like all of my classes, but I think right now my favorite is pre-modern East Asia with David Obermiller.
Advisor Van Hickey.
Well, I don't have any classes this semester. My favorite all-time disabled class was my genetics class.
Administrative Director Fabriano. Organizational Behavior with Patrick Kamai. Very nice. With that, I believe we have reached quota. So first thing on the agenda, approval of the minutes for September 19th, 2016. Are there any objections to the minutes? Objections? Any objections? All right. Minutes are approved. Next thing on the agenda is community comment. Is there anyone from the community who would like to comment?
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Benner. I'm the film executive on the Campus Activities Board. It recently came to our attention that there are several hard of hearing students on campus, so as CAB, we're going to start putting captioning on all of our weekend movies. The person from Disability Services who talked to me wanted to find a way to have other organizations who might show movies, like make sure that they know. So I just want to throw it out there. I don't know how often you guys help fund movies, but maybe like add a rule that like if you help, they have to show use captioning, just to make sure that if those students want to attend that event, they're able to participate and hear it.
Is there anyone else who wishes to comment?
Yes. Hello, everyone. How are you?
Good.
First, I'd like to start off by saying happy birthday to my wonderful student employee, Rafi. Happy birthday, Rafi. Glad to have him in the office. Oh, yeah. Secondly, I'd like to say, when I talk about my student employees, Sharon, Rafi, and others who are in our office, I think about them daily. I think about what's going on with them and how are they doing. Last week, we had two more shootings when it comes to Black Lives or Black Lives Matter. We had Keith Scott and Tyree King, a 13-year-old from Columbus, Ohio, and Keith Scott from Charlotte, North Carolina. I know that I was affected as a black man in St. Peter, North Mankato, a black man that's at Gustavus Adolphus College, a black man who has a support system, who can contact his mentors, who can contact his his counterparts at other institutions. But it was one late night that I was on Facebook watching Cheryl Underwood from The Talk share her sentiments and how this is just outrageous and we shouldn't be having to have these conversations with our young children. It started bothering me when I saw my cousin write an open letter to his child, pretty much saying, I can't protect you from the world. It was at that very moment that it dawned on me that I have student employees in my office that I need to be concerned with and checking in with. So at 1:40 in the morning, on Wednesday morning, my birthday, I was writing my student employees and saying, hey, this is something that is happening. I want you all to know that no matter what, you can come to me and talk to me about what's going on. Why? Because they need to know that they have a resource on campus to talk about these things. Because not everyone has an outlet such as myself, such as a mentor or a counterpart at another institution. I then sent another message to a number of black males that I knew on campus who may be affected by this. Because this is the thing. We're walking around campus like it hasn't happened, but for some of these individuals, they can't because they have to think about it on their way home, on their way back to Minneapolis, or maybe down to Mankato for the mall. So as a result, it dawned on me, I need to provide a support system to students of color, more specifically right now, black people, when it comes to Black Lives Matter, because this is something that we're all concerned with. I'm concerned about driving home at night and being pulled over. Most of you, I should say, a lot of you know me. And you know that I really don't give havoc or create problems for anyone. But that could happen to me too. That could happen to me too, being shot. So what I decided to do was have a panel. I'm getting together the black individuals that I know about on campus, and we will have a panel next week, Thursday, October 6th, from 6:30 until 8. Location will be determined. I'm narrowing it down to two locations. It is my hope that with you here in this room representing your constituents, you would share this information and encourage them to attend. Because what this panel will do, there's a number of things for our community. One, shed light to what's going on and why Black Lives Matter, why people are raising these questions. Why are people upset about what's going on? Two, to put a face and bring it home back to Gustavus Adolphus College. Some of the individuals that are originally on my panel list, I had to change the date, so I'm waiting to get confirmation, are Glenn Lloyd, Jasmine Porter, Pascal, and I'm trying to confirm Phil Bryant and Sedonia. We will sit together, we will answer questions, we will talk about what it's like to have children who may be shot, or who we have to worry about being shot, or talk about how we as administrators are having to go back into our jobs like nothing has happened, but this is a concerning issue for us as individuals, black individuals in America right now. The reason I come to you is this. Not only is this going to bring you back home because you're going to know some of these individuals and hear their personal stories, but it's important because you represent constituents who are inside of separate groups, whether it be athletics, in your classes, in the cafeteria, who do not have the support system, or who's not being touched by me directly, who is not being touched by Glenn, who is not being touched by someone else just to have them check in. So they need to feel that support. They need to know that you understand what's going on. And to help us all get to a point of understanding, we'll have that conversation at that panel. So what I'm asking you to do is to share this information with the rest of the Gustavus community. Remember the resolution that you all provided to the institution last year when I first started, my very first week, standing in solidarity for those who are oppressed. And remember, the conversation does not just end with a diversity center. And it means that you all can do things as well. And I hope that I can commission you to encourage everyone to attend the program next week. That's all I have for today. Did anyone have any questions for me?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, is the panel, what does it consist of? Is it students, professors, and faculty?
So as it stands right now, it is going to be, yes, students, professors, and faculty are the same thing, but administrators.
Administrators, okay.
Yes. So right now I have confirmed 2 students, but I'm just not going to put their names out there quite yet.
Okay.
Any other questions for Kenneth?
And another reason why I put Jasmine Porter and 2 other women on this panel is because though I do call it I am a black man, black women are also affected by this. Sandra Bland was an individual who was shot. We just had a 15-year-old who was handcuffed and put into the backseat of a car after being hit by a car and was treated like a criminal. So women are also affected by this as well. I saw a question there.
I just wanted to make sure everyone's like a reminder. What day are you planning with the reschedule?
Yes. So Thursday, October 6th,
thank you.
6:30 until 8. And the reason I didn't tell you earlier, you asked, because I didn't have confirmation, but I have 2 people to confirm. So at least, as long as I have 3 people on that panel, I'm good to go.
Any other questions?
Again, I please ask that you share this information and encourage your peers to attend.
No questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I did forget, DLC does have plans to wear all black on the day of the panel, so just in case you all want to do that same thing. It was going to be on Monday, but now they're going to know it's going to be on Thursday, so let's see who we talk to. Have a good one.
Thank you, Kenneth. Yeah. All right, any other members of the community wish to comment? It does not look to be so. Move to old business then. We've got Co-President Singh and I our Board of Trustees meeting update for this Friday. We just wanted to talk about our agenda so that we were being completely transparent with you all, to make sure that you knew what we were approaching them with. And
we brought up to you all last week what we're going to bring to the Board of Trustees, and we just wanted to reiterate some of that information as it solidified and like some of the new things that have been added. So we'll probably start off with things that are up and running already, including the Gus Bus, Take Your Professor to Lunch, leadership, and the, like our budgeting process. And then we'll go on to talking about the campus climate. For the most part, we would say it's pretty good. Let us know if you disagree. We will be bringing up concerns regarding Black Lives Matters, like Kenneth just addressed. Students feeling unsafe or like needing role models on campus. And we'll also be bringing up the Dakota Access Pipeline work that's being done by Building Bridges in conjunction to a variety of organizations. So if there's anything else that you would like us to bring up to the Board of Trustees, you can share it right now or you can send Alex and I an email.
Any comments?
Do you guys like talk to them about like the divestment movement on campus? Because I know like the Divest was trying to get like as many members with like the board lunch, more board breakfast as possible. So, but, like, you guys be willing to make some kind of statement on that?
Would it be okay if you send us a little more information in writing so that we know what we're talking about?
Yeah, for sure.
Just personally, I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay.
But we can definitely, if we have something to talk about, this can definitely be added. And just a reminder, can everyone face their placards to me so that I can call you by name? I'm going to really work on doing that this week. Are there any more comments or questions? All right, so we can move to new business then. Finance Director Chonyi, you said that the budget.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really heard anything about it yet, but
okay.
I'm pretty sure I'll hear something this week.
We'll get it going next week. Next on the list is
working with the Dakota Pipeline statement, and Co-President Singh has got something for that as well.
Yep. So in Cabinet, it was brought to our attention that the Diversity Leadership Council is looking into writing a letter in solidarity to the Indigenous population in that's addressing the Dakota Access Pipeline at the moment. And so DLC is going to be requesting that all of its organizations sign the letter in solidarity. And as we have a representative on the on DLC, they would be asking for Student Senate's signature as well. And so just a little bit to think about, we don't have the actual text or anything in front of us just yet. It's my understanding that we'll be talking about it on Wednesday. However, we want to keep in mind as we go and talk to our constituencies that we're thinking about the moral stance that we took last year regarding Indigenous Peoples Day, something that the campus as a whole, students and administration, have recognized as important. We, as Student Senate in the past, have not thought it wise to make a political stance, but it is important to have that conversation with your constituencies and maybe separating the politics of the pipeline itself with the moral stance on like violating the rights of the Indigenous people. And so on behalf of Cabinet and Co-President Schakowsky and I would request that each and every one of you talk to your constituencies about this issue so that you have more knowledge of their stance and their opinions when this does come to the floor probably next week. I'm going to hand, well, Alex, can you hand the floor to our diversity chair to talk a little more about
Chair
that?
Tava.
So basically, Sharon said it, DLC is coming up with kind of a letter, sort of a standing in solidarity thing. I'm going to be bringing it to you guys on Monday so we can review the wording and everything. And just to make sure that DLC is represented through each and every org, because some of them may not agree, it's going to say, like, brought to you by DLC on behalf of these organizations, and you'll have the opportunity to sign it if we agree with what it's saying or not to. So there is that going to be coming. And then we're working on doing an Indigenous Peoples Day workshop, kind of focusing on Indigenous people's rights. So completely separate from the DAPL, kind of all that stuff, but just like Indigenous Peoples Day in general. And we have our votes from last year, so showing that like our campus as a whole agrees that it should be called Indigenous Peoples Day and supports that stance. So we're gonna try to do kind of like a conversation and a collaboration with Building Bridges and getting a speaker in to just kind of go over like Indigenous people's rights and everything that has to do with that. And afterwards, not sponsored by us, Building Bridges is going to do a conversation about the Dakota Access Pipeline. So that is going to be hopefully on Indigenous People's Day in the courtyard.
Great, thank you. And just to clarify, standing in solidarity with something of a group that is oppressed is considered separate from us proposing that we stand together with a political statement, just so we're all aware that those are separate things and that we don't have to agree with the political statement, or we can still stand in solidarity with those being oppressed. With that, does anyone have any questions? Questions? Senator Clark?
Is there any possibility that we could have some more information about the issue? Maybe to send out to our constituents or something like that.
Chip Taylor?
Yeah, definitely. Do you want like issues on the Dakota Access Pipeline, also on the Black Man Panel, and also on Indigenous Peoples Day? Or like kind of what are you thinking?
I was thinking about the Dakota Pipeline specifically, but the other things would be useful too.
Got it. So just kind of drafting up some kind of like outline of like what's going on, major points.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
So, do we have any scapegoat on this? Like, do we have an option not to sign, or are we forced to sign?
I don't think it's necessarily signing
or putting our name.
So, what's going to happen is on Monday, so Wednesday, I'm going to get the letter with DLC. We're going to review it as an entire, because right now the DLC executive board is writing it. DLC as a whole is going to come together on Wednesday. We're going to review it. Look at everything. Once DLC is okay with it, then I will be bringing it to us when we meet on Monday, and we will be reviewing it. If we are not comfortable, you're definitely cool to like let people know. We're gonna have a wonderful conversation. I'm expecting everyone to like chime in on that, and then from there we will decide whether we will endorse it or not. and we'll kind of take that approach when it gets to there. So yeah.
As a group. As a set of. Senator Barron.
I was just wondering if you could, if you were planning on sending out the letter on Wednesday or late this week when it's drafted before the meeting, so we could look at it and do some research.
So when the letter is done being written on Wednesday, it's definitely not going to be sent out until all the organizations have decided if they're going to sign it or not. So it's definitely not going to be sent out until after we have seen it on Monday and decided if.
So just to send it, just to send members, like the members that we're going to be voting on.
Sure.
So, thanks. Do you have the floor, usually, because you have the floor right now? Okay, sweet. So, usually what happens with stuff like this is that Chair Tabin will have the letter from DLC as our representative, and she'll bring it to Cabinet. Cabinet will look at it as well, and we will, once we make our agenda for next Monday, we'll send it out with the agenda, and we'll try to do that in a timely fashion so that you have the opportunity to look at it and talk to your constituents about that. And so hopefully by the end of, I'm going to say Friday, if not Thursday, we'll send that out to you and share it with you so you can look at the actual contents.
Awesome. Thank
you.
Any other questions? Senator O'Neill?
Do you guys have any suggestions on how best to start a conversation with our constituents? Or does that mean just like talking with random people?
Is there another senator that would like to take that? Maybe a returning senator? Parliamentarian?
So one of the ways that worked really well when I was a senator last year is just, first of all, just sending out an email encouraging people to actually respond to you. That's a pretty good one. Otherwise, it's always a good idea to ask people to stop by the table that happens on Monday nights, you know, and if you just kind of want to say you're going to be there from a certain kind of time, just encourage people to actually come out and reach out to you, and just prompting them for their response all the time to make sure that they at least feel a little bit obligated to actually tell you something seems to be a pretty good strategy. So I yield.
So on the floor?
I yield.
Excellent.
Oh. As a senator last year, I would write them emails, keeping them updated on like what had happened and whatnot, and then at the end of it, I would be like, hey, if you ever like see me like walking around campus and like if you ever like want to talk about anything, please feel free to like come up and say hi and stuff like that. I yield.
Thank you, Chair Martinez. Any other questions? Any comments? All right. Can we move on to our next item? As Kenneth had mentioned, the I Am a Black Man panel, once again, Co-President Singh.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put this on the agenda because it came up during Cabinet again. So I'd like to, on behalf of Cabinet, encourage you all to go to that event when it does occur and invite your constituencies as Kenneth requested. It's really important to show that Student Senate and as representatives of different constituencies that you're hearing what they have to say, especially when it's a marginalized group and especially when their point of view isn't always as visible as other, as like the majority of the student body. So initially this was going to be on Monday, and because it's moved, it's no longer conflicts with our Student Senate meeting, so that makes it perfect for us as senators to attend and show our support for that community.
Any questions? Comments? Senator Clark?
Well, I think it's just really important that we all at least try to make an effort to at least go for some of it. It sounds like it's going to be a very interesting panel, and panels like a state are generally very interesting.
I encourage dialogue as well on topics. I would love to hear people's opinions. If it's a good idea, if it's a bad idea, feel free to comment. That, are there any more comments or questions? Sorry, Chair Tabin.
I just think this is a great opportunity for Senate to kind of show support for its student body through this great way of like saying that like you support our students and their mental health and everything, and just knowing that you're there for them if they ever do need to talk to you, if you're comfortable with that. So I think this is just a really great way to kind of go out there and just like show that, you know, like you're there for them and your community. So
more comments? questions. Right, can move on. Is there any more new business to attend to? Senator Clark?
Is it possible to pull the budget to the floor?
I don't think it's prepared.
Yeah. Next week.
Yeah. We'll be able to get it next week. There's just, we don't have any numbers on it yet, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We're waiting on the 2% difference in, so last year, the Student Senate and the Campus Activities Board both voted to give an additional 1% to building bridges, so that instead of building bridges getting 4 point, go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure that are you asking about like the total amount of money, or are you asking about the specific budget that was gonna come through?
The specific budget.
Okay.
So never mind.
So I can answer that question. So right now, our finance committee, or our two finance people at the moment, are working on getting that budget through and or like figure it out. And once they have that, I don't think we normally don't send out the budget to the senators because you'll be able to see it on the Monday meetings. But if you are requesting that, I don't think it'll be an issue for us to send it out when we figure that out on Thursday.
I think it might be a budget that I'm part of an organization for. So I was just kind of curious on the status of it.
I realized that it's for October 16th, right?
Yes.
The thing is that I just got this right now, so I'm kind of looking at it and trying to, you know, see, because I think I should talk to Sean and kind of get more information on it. I have a question, actually. So if we decided that this is the numbers is actually good, do we have to go through Senate to approve it?
Yep.
Yep.
That's
okay.
Something that we would have done this meeting had we been prepared.
Okay.
But as Director Choni said, he just got the paper. If I saw the handoff, like during the meeting.
I was handed the sheet, but
yes, so
okay,
that's where we're at.
Process, so.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other new business? Business. Seeing none, move to announcements. I've actually got a couple. First off, your committee selections need to be brought to Director Gabriano right away. So after this meeting, speaking of after this meeting, we're going to take our picture after this meeting. So order of events, go to Director Gabriano first. We'll take the picture after. And then my other announcement is congratulations to Homecoming Court members, Director John and Senator Barron. Advisor Van Hickey.
I think Sharon's performing.
Co-presidents.
I'm just going to announce that everyone should go to the Nobel Conference tomorrow and Wednesday. It's going to be awesome. Adios.
Now Advisor Van Hickey.
I'd like to share that your best behavior is expected for all students, especially those who don't have class filling up their time, or I encourage you to go to Nobel, but if for some reason you find yourself with a lot of free time, don't forget that college policies are still in play. And the reason that I share this with you is because I am the dean on call this week. And so if you step too far over the line, deal with me.
Right. Senator Clark.
There is a presidential debate tonight. It's one of three, and make sure you watch it because these people could run our country.
Director Gabriano?
Yeah, some of the senators have signed up for tabling some haven't. If Monday doesn't work for you, let me know. We can figure something out. If it does work, please sign up. Thank you.
Alright. Chair John.
May I see Senators Hannon, Mullenbach, Oscar, and Clark, please, after the meeting?
We all hear that? Excellent. Advisor Van Hecke.
My other important announcement. We started tabling for voter pre-registration, and if you have any questions about how to vote, that's a great table to go by and pick up information. And if you would like to register to vote in Minnesota, then you can do that right then and there. And if you want to register in St. Peter, it's especially important that you would pre-register because it'll make your voting experience much easier if you pre-register. And so we won't be tabling during Nobel, but we'll be back at it Thursday, Friday, and then all of next week. And so just encourage you to make your own life easier by being pre-registered to vote.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Announcements? Announcements seeing none. Meeting adjourned.
Okay, we need to go take our picture. On the stairs.
Yeah, we're going to the stairs, but like I said, see Hubert first.
Yeah.